internet, right here on OBS Studio and Discord. This is Podzilla After Dark, right here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Shannon Young with you, all by myself, because I like to do new things here on the show. And what I decided to do this time is start recording before anyone else joined. Maybe this will give everyone the strength they need to get in, get on their headsets, get on their microphone, and make magic with me. Tonight on the show, we're going to be talking about our five favorite fantasy weapons. This is to combat the sadness that I created last week whenever I decided to make the topic of the night five moments from movies and television that emotionally wreck you. Because if you miss that show, go out of your way to go see it. Because just as a tally really quick, me, emotionally wrecked. Jesse Kimball, emotionally wrecked. Lindsay, emotionally wrecked. Tanner, doesn't have emotions. But if he did, emotionally wrecked. Double H, possibly
emotional damage.
Hey, speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, joining the show live on tape, Double H.
Earlier than normal. Oh, I'm getting a glow from that TV. Is that bad? Can you see that?
No, it looks good. No, you're fine.
It's very blue.
It's very blue glasses. On your glasses. So we're doing something different tonight. I started recording about a minute ago. Okay. So people are just going to be joining the show live as we go along.
Like the Vincent Price special, people show up, yeah. You just greet them at the door.
Lindsay's gonna
Liberace.
Lindsay's going to pop in here in a second and go, Shannon, where are the whores? And then Jesse will jump in. The two are unrelated.
And he'll go, oh, I'm good.
Oh, Hunter, did you see the trailer that I dropped in the group chat, the legendary group? God damn it. So I feel so bad. I need to break this down really quick for everybody. And I know he's listening. So we have two group chats going. One is the group chat that used to exist for me, the legendary PZ85 group chat.
You say going, but it's not it has not been posted in months.
Yeah, because I think everybody splintered off, and now we have our new group chat that started as just our video game chat. This is how we got together for Call of Duty.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the whole point. And it's actually labeled Call of Duty. Like, I think I started it, and it was just labeled Call of Duty.
Right.
Just so we could be, you would send the little gun emoji, and that was like, okay, I'm getting on to play.
Yeah, and it was a good time. It was fun. That has evolved into...
We're playing other things.
Right, and we added more people to it. Bob jumped in, and Zach Kurgis, Steven... from the show, and then Cody jumped in, and now it's everyone from the old chat plus a couple new people except Dalton. He's the only person that's not in the chat.
I mean, to be fair, he's in the arguably entertaining one, because we have ones for different shows and stuff, but yeah, that one has kind of become the new like legendary group chat. And
Only by, it's by coincidence. Like, it's for gameplay. It just so happens that we sometimes talk about other things. And Dalton never really played anything with us. He never wanted to play the games we wanted to play. He tried Call of Duty a handful of times. I don't think he cared for it. He tried Fallout 76 once. I know he's got 2K. He's probably playing it right now. I'm going to get his thoughts on the whole process there. Ladies and gentlemen, also joining us tonight here on PZ85 After Dark, the queen of chokers. Lindsay Wolfgang.
The 90s will never die.
No, not really. Also, ladies and gentlemen, joining us here on the show.
22 years ago.
The co-owner of Podzilla 1985, Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's that guy that I am.
Yeah, we started early because I thought it would be funny if I started early. And so here we are. Everyone's now here.
So can this count as a weapon?
Yeah. Why not?
It's a weapon in Arceus, isn't it? That's why they're so angry at you.
That's like, I mean, yeah, I'd count it because I'm very loose with my morals and with this topic, for the record.
Oh, good. Then one of my choices will fit in for
me. Also joining us tonight.
Is it from Saints Row? Because I need somebody to have picked that.
Shelby Chan's here with us tonight. Hi, Shelby. Not too bad. We've had no prep time. I literally started recording, and then everyone's jumped in piece by piece. So this is a good time. This is fun. Did you guys see the Ninja Turtles Cowabunga Collection trailer that I posted in the group chat?
I saw the link, but I didn't actually watch it.
It is incredible.
Of what all's in that? I mean, from the video, I saw like some of the stuff.
A lot.
But I didn't... I didn't get the whole deal.
I believe, I may be wrong, but it looks like it is every console, every cartridge Ninja Turtle game ever made. Because you've got Turtles on Nintendo, Turtles 2 on Nintendo, and Turtles 3. You've got Turtles in Time on Super Nintendo. Hyperstone Heist is in there. It looked like all three of the Game Boy games were in there. And then you also have the arcade versions of Turtles in Time, the arcade game. And I believe I saw three versions of Tournament Fighters. Probably the Super Nintendo, the Genesis version, and the Nintendo one, which is one of the rarest Nintendo games ever made. So that's going to save somebody a chunk of money.
That's pretty dope.
Wow. I'm excited. This is a good collection.
Hit my light here. Oh, I don't even have a fucking camera going. No,
this is not. It's not a PlayStation exclusive thing, is it? I know it was put out for like the State of Play deal, but
it is a PlayStation exclusive.
Gross.
Yeah.
Well, see ya.
But
on that,
do you have a PS4 still, or do you just have Xbox?
Nope.
Oh yeah.
I remember, I got rid of it when I finished Final Fantasy VII's remake.
Yep, it looks like it's a PlayStation exclusive. So,
also, I mean, did they give a date? Like, how soon is this thing coming?
2022. That's it.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, realistically, I might have a PS5 by then because, I mean, like I told you guys a while back, I'm not actively searching for one, but I'm at the point where if I come across one or I find out a good way to get one, I'm just gonna do it.
Right.
Like at this point, there's no point in waiting. Honestly,
no. Jump on it, because there are good games out for it and good games coming out. So here's why I decided to do the, hey, I'm going to surprise everybody and start the show early. Because the sooner we get this done, the sooner we can go back to farming runes in Elden Ring.
I'm at level 89.
Shannon is a farmer.
Is my camera actually working now, guys?
Yes.
Old
we can
McShannon
see you.
Had some
okay.
runes.
Yeah, Shelby, I turned mine off so I don't have to look at myself.
Also,
I was wondering why you had the light going, because I couldn't.
I want to make the case now, and I think Hunter will agree with me. Jesse, look directly at the camera. Jesse Kimble, you know who Jesse Kimble looks like, especially now with the shaved head and the beard. Everyone says it about me. He looks like Triple H.
Kind of.
I see.
I don't know, man.
I see it.
I don't know. I
have
know.
A similar hairstyle to Triple H. I don't look like Triple H.
You look more and more like, even when you smile and stuff, I see it. I just see Triple H. That's all I see now. I no longer see Tyrus. So congratulations on that.
You said it, and now all I can see is Tyrus.
Oh, no. I started it again.
Why did you do that to me, man?
I've done it again.
Why can't he just be Jesse?
No right. one,
you
no one can
see,
be Jesse.
You know who I see is a beautiful Jesse Kimball. That's who I see.
Okay.
No, my camera's not even plugged in.
Yeah, we can't see Shelby. You know who Shelby looks like?
Shelby?
Some kind of monster. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, well,
some kind of monster. All right, well, while they're doing that, while they're looking into that, I'll tell you who I want to bring back on the show very soon, and that's Kaz. He hasn't been on the show in a while. We have to do some kind of horse-related programming soon, and I think Kaz, he got a Steam Deck, and he's been gaga over that, which is funny because I don't know if you noticed, but Kaz is not good with electronics. They never seem to go correctly for him.
That's accurate.
Between his Xbox and his laptop that he had, I can't imagine the Steam Deck is going to go very well for him, but we'll see what happens. Other news, WWE 2K22 is fantastic. If you're scared about getting it, you should get it if you're a wrestling fan. I did a small review for Dalton and Asa over on their show, The Nerdiest Part of the Ring. You can catch that later tonight. Thank you, Asa and Dalton, for inviting me on. And with that, all right, let's get to the list. We're going to make it a quick show tonight, unless anybody else has any new news.
Now you guys can see Shelby's beautiful face. Look at her.
She's very pretty. She's a... Stop it. Stop making that face. Don't ruin the illusion. Not that it's an illusion. Ah, shit.
I was just about to say, like, hey, hold on.
All right, so again, tonight, top five favorite fantasy... Oh, I went full Kermit there. Weapon...
Oh, by favorite fantasy.
Oh, by the way, Facebook, you fucks... Facebook notified me today that they had banned one of my posts from 2015 on Halloween, and it was just a picture of Kermit and it said, "We have taken down this post because it violates our community standards against self-harm and suicide." It's a picture of Kermit. Someone reported my picture of Kermit.
Is it like the drunk passed out Kermit?
No, he's just doing this.
Well, what's bad is like, so I could see somebody reporting it just to fuck with you or something, but like, why did Facebook say that was okay?
Right, from 2015.
Facebook said we agree with this report, so we're moving it.
Look.
Also, the problem I have with Elden Ring right now.
Hold on, really quick. Before you jump into that, I want to make one final point about Facebook, and I'm going to send it right to you. Facebook, I just want to say this to you directly. I know you're listening, Facebook. If you have a problem with my picture of Kermit from 5 years ago, you are in for a rough fucking ride in the past couple of years. You do not have enough people to ban my posts that I have made in the past couple of years.
You wasn't even the bad Kermit then.
No, I'm the Moroccan bad Kermit now, baby. All right, Jesse, what do you got?
I sent it to the group chat, the actual text chat, rather. That's just a little screenshot of one of my Chrome windows that I have right now.
Hey, those Jesse.
All the tabs of these.
Holy shit!
Why? Why do you need that?
I look over at his screen and I have a panic attack. So I'm like, why do you have so many open? And I can't handle this.
Because,
I've had that many tabs on a screen open in like a decade.
So, like, I'm working on three different things in Elden Ring, and, like, every time, like, you know, I make a little progress into it, like, I have to open a new tab to figure out how to do something, and then I have to figure out to do something else and something else. It's like going back to my old days where I would go on Wikipedia tangents. Like, that's how I feel playing Elden Ring right now, because I'm like, all right, well, to do this, you have to do this. I'm like, okay, so I go to that. Like, all right, yeah, all you have to do this is this. Okay, so I go to that. Yeah. And then all you have to do is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm seven tabs in, and I still can't do the thing I want to do.
It's non-fucking-stop. So the whole reason we found this new exploit where we are just farming runes, like Lindsay said, we are literal farmers now. We're farmers insurance. And the only reason we're doing that, thank you. It's because I was trying to find out how to get to the mountaintop of the giants to get like one item. And that started a path down like seven or eight different things that I did at once. And then I found that it's like a web of intrigue. It's like you said, it's like going on Wikipedia and you look up what is Scarlett Johansson's birthday. And 6 hours later, you're on like the entire history of the Ku Klux Klan. You don't know how you got there. You don't know how that connects to Scarlett Johansson. And I'm not insinuating that they have a connection, but.
They have a connection in like the what is that old game, like the
six degrees of separation,
six degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever.
It's not called that, but
no, there is one. There is actually that. There is everyone can be connected to Kevin Bacon.
Well, that's true, but that's not the original game is separation, but they made it about Kevin Bacon. I don't want to Jesse Kimball this. Let's just leave it where it's at. Aw, I made him look sad. Elden Ring, fantastic game though.
It's a great game.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. All right. You guys got your list ready? We ready to go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
On it. Top.
I think
Jen was just waiting for Hunter to chime in on that.
I was. Top 5 favorite weapons.
I'm putting something together. You'll understand why in a minute.
From fiction and fantasy to combat the sadness that I created last week. Shelby, you missed it. But Shelby, since you're here, do you want to mention, is there one particular movie scene, just to bring it back since you weren't here, is there one particular movie or television scene that it absolutely emotionally wrecks you every time you see it?
7 Pounds, where Will Smith makes the phone call.
That's a rough one. Yeah.
That's a good movie.
A lot of people went into that going, oh good, a Will Smith comedy.
Yes, they did.
I think the Ezra scene was one of the ones that got me the most. That he's on the phone and just like, why? Why do you not care? Why do you not want to, like, why aren't you angry about this? And I'm just like, leave this man alone. And then you find out later why he's doing it. And I was like, oh God, this is horrible.
Oh, yeah, Hunter, that's the one.
Well, I thought.
That's the one.
Let you share it at the end.
Yeah, love it. All right, so... The only thing worse, Will Smith wise, by the way, the only movie that made people just as sad as 7 Pounds was probably After Earth. We've mentioned it a couple times here on the show that it was an absolute disaster. I feel like Facebook should pull that. Facebook should pull that entire film from the internet because it goes against their guidelines for suicide and self harm.
Not true. Kermit's not in that movie.
Shit. Shit.
He's not in it.
Lindsay, really quick before we jump into this, there's a new Muppet show coming out. Tell me about it really quick. We gotta go.
I don't know anything about it other than it focuses on the Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
All right. Also, the trailer for Obi-Wan dropped today. Go watch it if you haven't. Looks really good.
I'm so happy to see Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan again.
Oh, yes. Right from the beginning. They hit you right in the beginning. All right.
I knew it was coming, and I didn't think it was going to get me. And we were watching it while we were eating supper. Like, I pulled it up before we sat down to eat. And as soon as that part hit, I looked over, and like all the hair on my arm went up. It just went this way, and I went, oh, yeah, that's what that song does. I forgot. It's been a while.
As goofy as it is, I was even happy to see, I think it's Joel Edgerton is who plays him. I may be wrong. Plays Uncle Ben. Is it Uncle Ben?
Yeah, it's Uncle Owen.
Owen, yeah. I'm thinking Spider-Man.
Uncle Ben makes like, the rice.
Well, not anymore. I think they fired him on SNL. Wait a minute, Uncle Ben. Anyway. All right, let's go to the list. Jesse Kimball, start us off.
Oh, boy. So I'm going to steal one that might be on a few people's lists. Just get it out of the gate. Lightsaber.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
But is it a specific lightsaber?
I just figured the lightsaber is the fantasy weapon. It's the lightsaber. I don't really feel like I need to explain anything on that.
Well, I'm just saying, do you have a particular one that you like more than others? Like for me, my favorite is and always will be, it's a toss-up between Count Dooku's and Kylo Ren's.
The curved handle.
Yes, that is classy. That's classy lightsaber.
I really like Qui-Gon's lightsaber, as weird as that is, because that was the first like toy one I got as a kid. Because I know like the Phantom Menace gets a lot of crap, and deservedly so.
But not Qui-Gon.
Because it's real bad, but Qui-Gon was a phenomenal part of that film.
Yes.
And green has always been my favorite color, too, so that helps out a lot. And, yeah, my parents bought us, like, those, the Extendo sabers. You flick it, and it,
Well, shit.
Personally, my favorite is
don't
pull mine.
Them.
So.
Don't pull them out unless you go use
it. It's just me.
Yours is up here.
I don't have a lightsaber.
Your lightsaber is in that box right behind me.
Damn it.
At all, if you want to actually see it.
All right. So.
Hopefully, if things go according to plan, Hunter, I'll have one of those by the end of the year.
That is correct. Yes.
When I was a kid, or when I was a teenager, late teens, Bob and I used to play this game. You ever heard of this game, Jedi Power Battles, on PlayStation?
Oh, yeah.
Played.
It was fun.
It was glitchy as hell. It was fun. We played through the entire thing because he wanted to unlock Darth Maul. So we beat the entire game over a series of weeks. He unlocks Darth Maul. They did not give Darth Maul a double lightsaber. It's just a single.
Nope.
He was so
he's just like
mad.
A skin. Yeah. I remember that.
Yep.
I remember that specifically.
That's a dick move. All right. Let's go over to Shelby. Shelby, welcome back, by the way. We missed you. Probably work.
We recorded on a different day.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Like today.
Like today. Like Friday.
I was surprised.
Like Urkel.
So my first one is, I'm going to go with an old classic. The blue shell, the spiny shell.
Oh, yeah. Ruins friendships is what it does.
Yeah, the friendship ruin.
Yeah. my favorite thing, because I was never in first place, so I never had to hear it. That's why it was.
I hate that fucking thing.
That's that item that rewards you or that punishes you for being good.
Right, because there's no way to block it. Like, okay, they did finally, I think in Mario Kart 8, they added a single item that could actually block it, like that horn thing.
The horn,
But then, like, you don't have any protection from red shells.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty ridiculous. The person that's in last place... fucking pity fucks. All right. Let's keep the train rolling. We don't got a lot of time, probably. Lindsay. No. Hunter. No. Mo. Hunter.
I don't know. Mo. Well, I'll steal one from you in advance then, because while I love my lightsaber behind me, if you look at the Ghostbuster shelf, almost everything on there is a proton pack. I'm going with the proton pack. That's a great weapon. It's a very specific weapon, except, you know, I'm convinced that if you shot a person with it, it would probably melt them too, so yeah, that's pretty
definitely.
Great.
Definitely.
Did I hit it? You disintegrated it.
It didn't it didn't stop the agents from the X-Files, though. That's why Austin lost.
That's because they had the might of the entire FBI behind them.
And pistols.
It had a Glock.
Yeah.
The proton pack made the backpack cool. Like, I can't, this is a dumb way of looking at this, but I've talked ad nauseum about Ghostbusters. I can't look at one of those guys who has the backpack leaf blowers and not go, oh, Bustin' makes me feel good too. Like, I want, why not me? Come on, man. I want one too. Especially if I got to go specific with any one of them, I'd love to say, you know, one of the guys like the hero packs, but the one from the game, the one from Ghostbusters, the game, the modular one that adds all the stuff, the boson darts and all that other that. That's awesome. I've seen several out of Shannon. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but people will build those as cosplay things.
Yeah.
And the one from the game, when it's fully upgraded, like, that thing's got to weigh 100 pounds.
Yes.
Like, it's so ridiculous.
I also think, whether you like the 16 movie or not, which a lot of people don't, I know you don't, but I think their proton packs, especially the Kate McKinnon one, was really cool with the two pistols. It's not practical, and it was stupid, but it was also pretty badass to see her bust out the two pistols. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's
cool. I like the idea behind it. I honestly
like the design
too. Of their packs.
Right.
I didn't hate the look of their packs with the stuff. I hated the description. That was, and we don't have time to get into it. But
right.
The way that they laid it out, like her laying that out versus the original ones just showing up, I didn't care for that. But yeah. I didn't dislike the design.
Yeah, I really. That was cool. I feel like you don't have to describe what a proton pack is made of. It's a proton pack.
Yeah,
it's a proton pack.
We're here because we know what it is.
Right. I'm going to start my list off with my favorite weapon from my childhood. It is the Vampire Killer Whip from Castlevania. Guaranteed to murder everything that gets in front of you. No matter which version you like. It upgrades. It spins. It does little flashy things. The Vampire Killer Whip. And if you go back all the way to the newer games, I think it was Lament of Innocence, which I think is still canon in Castlevania. Apparently the whip is like coated or fused with the blood of the first Belmont's wife who sacrificed herself to power it so that it would kill vampires. So that's why it's as powerful as it is because it literally is like coated in her blood or something. So I don't know. But the Vampire Killer Whip, it's classic. You can't beat it. And it's got a catchy theme song. All right, Lindsay, we're barreling through these. Look at us.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off with my obvious, the Pokeball.
Which one?
All of them. Well, if I have to pick specific, I always like the Great Ball because I like the blue and the little touch of red. But I use a lot of netballs because I catch a lot of water Pokemon.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like I almost never use anything but like
Pokeballs. I use a lot of Dusk Balls also because especially when they have the real-time clock and I'm playing at night all the time.
When I'm playing the new Arceus game, I just constantly use the, what are they, iron balls or?
The heavy ones or whatever they are.
And like I forget that they're so heavy, so I'll be like yards away from the Pokemon and I'll throw it and it'll land like 5 feet in front of me. Yeah. Pretty pointless. I can't wait to get the balls of steel.
Steel. Part of me didn't think about those as weapons technically.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they are. Yeah. It kind of fits that way.
It's kind of like a holster for the weapons.
They each contain little monsters that can destroy things.
Just like women when they're pregnant.
Oh!
I got Shelby. That's what matters. All right.
Technically true.
She's smiling, and I like it. Lindsay's smiling, too. We got smiles going. All right, let's go back to Jesse.
All right. My next one I'm going to do from Borderlands 2, the gun called Bane. It's an SMG that you can get. So it's an SMG you can get in Borderlands 2. While you're holding it, you walk really slow, but it does a shitload of incendiary damage. And whenever you pull the trigger, it screams at you. And it's really, really funny for 5 minutes, and then it's really irritating, and then it's kind of funny again, and then it's back to irritating.
There's a There's a gun like that in Cyberpunk, if I remember correctly. I wish Hunter was here to verify this, but like it talks to you, and it's like non-lethal, but you can turn it lethal, and it will just have conversations with you. I wanted it really bad because I thought that sounded cool, but then when I got it, I got so sick of it talking that I switched out of it. So yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And it didn't scream.
Also, in addition to like. So not only does it scream at you when you pull the trigger, it screams at you when you switch weapons and reload. So whenever you switch weapons, it just screams swapping weapons at you. And it also screams reloading whenever you do that. I put a video in the text chat if you guys want to watch it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that Cyberpunk gun, Shannon, for the record, does... I didn't love it either. It doesn't really yell at you. It gets mad at you for killing people.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't want to kill. That's why it's non-lethal. And then if you make it a kill shot thing, it gets irritated. But the longer you do it, the more it's like, all right, fine, bloodlust, let's go. it ends up being really good, but it is annoying. Because, yeah, every time you kill something, it's got some, like, cheesy thing to say.
Well, I wanted to go for a non-lethal playthrough on Cyberpunk. I didn't want to kill anybody. And then I started to really question what Cyberpunk's version of non-lethal was. Because the hammer,
like Batman's version of non-lethal.
Oh,
the hammer,
no!
Yeah, the sledgehammer.
The sledgehammer is a non-lethal weapon, but you literally knock half their heads off.
Yeah,
there's no way that ain't lethal. Yeah.
Oh, because I was about to say, you know, if you remember, like the Batman Arkham games, where you're riding around in the fucking Batmobile and running people over.
Non-lethal.
Don't worry. Non-lethal. They have a repulsor.
Just see those tires. Those tires are made of rubber. Rubber bullets don't kill.
You just broke their feet. It's fine. Honestly. All right, yeah. Shelby, let's go to you.
Bow of Apollo, both in the mythical sense of the Greek gods and in the God of War series, because it can be shot rapidly like a machine gun and never stop, and it has unlimited arrows. And if you charge it, it shoots fire arrows.
That just sounds like every bow from Elden Ring that you fight against.
Yes.
Every single person that's you true. Fight. Yeah. Bows suck in Elden Ring is what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't understand. Like, everyone up, like, I'm super slow with my magic, and they're just like, nope, arrow.
Yeah. Well, good news. They don't have FP to worry about. They can just spam shit constantly. Because that's balanced gameplay.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's what that turkey thinks about us at this point. I got them bows.
Comes that motherfucker with that bow again.
This time I'm gonna get him.
This
every time he gets back up on the ledge, he's got broken wings and shit. He's just hobbling around.
I'm gonna get that motherfucker this time. But the first time I have to go down there for anything, like, that dude's gonna get his revenge.
Oh, he killed me so many times because I kept going the wrong way to get there. So every time I would go, he would jump on me and kill me in like two shots. So this is a long time coming. He deserves this shit. All right. Let's, Shelby, when you said the bow of Apollo, not going to lie to you, my first thought was like, did Animal Crossing have bows?
The eagle just walks around with a bow on his back.
Like, yeah, I mean, Apollo totally would, because he is the best villager.
He is. He's my favorite. All right, Hunter.
Voila. The ZF1. Light. Handles adjustable for easy carrying, good for righties and lefties, breaks down into four parts, undetectable by x-ray, it's ideal for quick, discreet interventions. A word on firepower, titanium recharger, 3,000 round clip with bursts of 3 to 300, and with the replay button, another Zorg invention that's even easier. One shot, and replay sends every following shot to the same location. And to finish the job, all the Zorg oldies but goldies, rocket launcher. Arrow launcher with exploding or poisonous gas heads, very practical. The famous net launcher, the always efficient flamethrower, and my favorite, the grand finale, the all-new ice cube system. I tell you what I like, Shannon, a dyed-in-the-wool killer. Cold-blooded, clean, methodical, thorough. Now, a real killer, when he picked up the ZF-1, would have immediately asked about the little red button on the bottom of the gun.
All right, Lindsay.
I love that weapon, and I love that freaking movie, and we don't talk about it enough. It's the Fifth Element for anybody who is behind. Yep. It's Gary Oldman describing the ZF-1, the Zorg ZF-1.
Crazy-ass hair.
Oh, that
God,
hair.
It's so good. Now, here's the thing. I was going to do the voice, too, and I realized as I was trying to read through that earlier today, I would have to go watch the clip. I don't really remember what he sounds like. I know it's a little, like, goofy. The more I did it, the more I turned into Baby Billy Freeman from Righteous Gemstone. I felt like I was doing... I felt like I was going to be going, all right, now for the grand finale, all new ice cube system. Boy, now come on.
Come on now. Come on.
Anyway.
Ain't gonna find nowhere.
That was a good movie.
It's like a bucket in a whale.
It's a good movie.
Did you
it
ever...
really is. It has another one of my favorite speeches of all time when he's talking to the priest and he brings out all the little robots. You know, he spills something and, oh, look at all the little robots with their own little jobs. And he talks about how basically he's creating, like, chaos is creating life because it gives them something to do and it gives them a purpose. And he basically tells the priest, you and I are not so different. You know, cheers. It's such a good bit.
Was it Luke Perry in that movie? Briefly. He was with the priest. Yeah.
Yep.
Also, that was the first movie I ever saw Mila Jovovich in, and she was great with that orange ass hair.
She was one of them nearly naked for most of them.
In most of her films, she is.
True.
Did you ever see I forget, what is the guy's name? Luke, probably?
Besson?
It's not Luke Besson, is it? That's what I thought.
The director?
Was that Luke Besson?
Yeah.
He did Valerian. Did you ever see Valerian?
I did not, but I heard that it had some. It didn't get the reputation it earned a reputation it shouldn't have. Basically, like it was better than people thought.
For assholes.
It was a weird film, man. I didn't really enjoy it that much, honestly. I thought it was okay. I loved Cara Devlin in it, and the guy was fine.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
what was his name? He was the Green Goblin.
Yes.
In the newer one, Dehan.
Yeah, and he was in Chronicle, which was a better movie. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going to go with my next one, and my next one, really quick, let's just get it out of the way before Jesse or Lindsay steals it, in case they are. I don't think they would. But I'm going to say Frostmourne from World of Warcraft.
Figured you'd take it.
Yeah. Arthas is, as the Lich King's weapon, it hungers. It's what turned him against his own people. It's just a badass blade. And
It's really fucking cool.
Yeah. That's literally all I have to say about it. It's a sword. It's a sword and it's evil. All right.
Shannon, is there something like beeping in the background of you?
Do you hear like a slow ee?
No, it's
like a ee.
Do you have the dryer still running?
No.
Because it only happens when you light up.
So here's what I think it is. I'm pretty sure it's my heating. Something's wrong with my heating. When the heater kicks on, there's this high-pitched whine. And I think you're hearing when I talk, it's coming through because I'm activating the mic, so you're hearing it. It'll turn off here in a second. Yeah, try sleeping with that fucking thing on. I have to sleep. It's like a fucking QTE boss fight. I'm laying in bed, and then as soon as it stops, I have to go to sleep really quick before it starts again. But I'm too cheap to call someone to look at it. So, let's move on.
A fan.
Not in here. This is not in my office. Lindsay, go ahead.
Okay. My next one is from Outlaw Star, Gene Starwin's caster pistol. It's basically a gun that can utilize magic and cancel it out.
Did they have magic in Outlaw Star? I don't even remember that.
Yeah. That's what the pirates used.
It's been a while. The only thing I remember is there was a cat girl in the hot springs.
Cat girl in the hot springs.
And Serenity basically ripped it off.
Yeah. Pretty much Firefly.
Firefly, yeah, that's what it was. That's Serenity. Serenity was the movie. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to Jesse.
What is happening?
What, Outlaw Star or
my computer is doing something really weird right
Firefly.
Now.
We can still hear and see you, so.
No, it's not you. It's like it's trying to open stuff and I'm just constantly hearing like a doodaloo, doodaloo, doodaloo.
That's
it's like Baymax is going insane.
It sounds like
it
your USB.
Stop.
There's a
it
you must have a USB.
Is anybody trying to go into a flashback? Like, or
I was trying to flashback to Outlaw
That's
Star.
That's what
yeah.
it sounds like. Seriously, though, it will not stop.
We got to check out those other endings, Hunter.
We should do the Scooby-Doo ending.
Well, it could be worse, Lindsay. It could
oh
be.
Oh my god!
It could be the Leprechaun.
I'm the
Leprechaun.
Or anything now. Seriously, my computer is freaking the fuck out.
It sounds like
it
your
sounds like
your mouse is
USB that's,
yeah
unplugged like coming undone and. Plugging in, plugging out.
While she's doing that, let's go to Jesse.
All right. I think for my next one, I'm going to do...
No, man, stop! No!
All right. I think I'm going to do Shard Blades from... It's a book series that I like, the Stormlight Archive from Brandon Sanderson. It's a high fantasy epic that's truly fantastic if you guys are into that kind of stuff. Brandon Sanderson is a master of magical systems. And in this particular series, shard blades are held by shard bearers. They are swords, hammers, scythes. Like, there's a bunch of different kind of stuff that they can manifest as. And you can summon them from nothing. Like, if you think about it, you just summon it in your hand. They can cut through literally everything. Except when you cut through a person, it doesn't actually cut through their flesh. It just renders their soul. And they die.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty intense. Like, and like, and there's more stuff comes out about like what exactly they are in later parts of the books, and more cool shit about how they work and everything else, because that's how Brandon Sanderson does everything with his magic. It's awesome. Like, I like shard blades. They're super fucking cool.
Lindsay, you might not be able to see this, but I said, if you need to restart your computer, just do that.
I can't see anything, and I can't do anything, and my screen is black, and my mouse is flashing red and green, and nothing is unplugged, and I'm getting real pissed off.
She's the most fun when she's frustrated.
Just hold down the power button on the computer.
Yeah, just hold the power button down. Jesus. All right, well.
Have you tried deleting System 32?
While Lindsay's gone, cooling off, hopefully, let's go to Shelby.
This one's probably on the line of whether or not this could be considered a weapon, but the chalk zone chalk. Because,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, anything you make with that chalk, once you erase it, it becomes real in chalk zone.
So, I don't know what you're talking about.
Old Cartoon Network cartoon. There's a kid named Rudy Tabooty who gets a piece of chalk, and he happens to just like make a circle one day and realizes he can see through this circle. And when he looks through it and falls in, he's in the world of all of the erased chalkboard drawings that have ever been. So
that sounds horrific.
It's kind of cool, but also kind of scary, because like, when you draw somebody that the mean teacher that everyone hates, who's super evil, that you made a demon drawing of on the chalkboard, she's there as the demon that you drew her. Or just like the dumb, stupid crap that you've drawn. It's all there. So if you, whatever you want to do, if you knew someone was in there, you could just draw a whole bunch of just fire, bombs, volcano, erase it. It's there now.
Yeah, that sounds horrific.
It was a neat show. It was part of like those old, it was on Cartoon Network. It was like these Cartoon was the name of like the program.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that. It was the birthplace of like Courage the Cowardly Dog and Powerpuff Girls and some lesser known ones that aren't so great, like I Am Weasel. And like some of the dumb ones. But yeah, some of them spun out into actually like really good shows. But yeah, it was a... I think that's where it was from, anyway.
I Am a Weasel. All right.
I Are Baboon.
Hunter, you are Hunter.
Well, actually, real quick, just in honor of that, in the group chat, I just renamed myself Rudy Tabooty. and whatever way is the way it's supposed to be spelled, the way I spelled it is not that.
Well, also, I was completely wrong. It was a Nickelodeon show.
Oh, was it? Mm-hmm. I thought it was...
Hey.
Ran on Nickelodeon from March 22nd, 2002 to August 23rd, 2008 with 40 episodes. Damn.
Good.
How Lord. Did you spell it, Hunter?
Not that way. it's Rudy, like Rudy, like the football kid, Rudy, R-U-D-Y.
That's it.
And then it was like T-I Booty.
Oh, you were so close. It's T-A Booty. Well,
what? Okay, well, that's actually better. I don't know why I put an I there anyway. I'm just going to go fix it now. I want to be Rudy Tabooty.
And you shall be.
I can't believe I actually got it close to right.
You were so close, yeah.
There it is. All right. Now I got it right. It is me, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, this was a toss-up, but I couldn't decide between the two. They're very similar, but they're not exactly the same thing. I think the Mega Buster is a lot more iconic. Like, people know the Mega Buster. Get equipped with that motherfucker, right? But I prefer the Edgelord version, which is... No. I prefer the Edgelord version, which is Barrett's gun arm from Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, okay.
Because it's basically the same premise, right? It's on his arm. He can't get rid of it. He can change it into different things. Some of them are melee. Some of them are ranged. I don't know, man. Barrett was always my favorite Final Fantasy VII character. Another, I guess, controversial thing. Like when everybody was super into Cloud stuff, I thought Barrett was cool.
Cloud had main character advantage.
I liked right, I liked Yuffie, so I get it.
I always really liked Barrett. So I'm gonna split the difference on there because I feel like his gun arm is not really like a weapon. It's not even called that. But the Mega Buster covers the same territory. So.
So what you're seeing, yeah, what you're seeing Lindsay on right now is Shannon's going to go up there and fix the computer after this show. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll turn it back on, Lindsay.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to hear what I'm hearing this entire time?
No.
Trying to take off.
We can't hear anything.
Yeah. Discord is too good at like blocking out like bullshit.
No, literally, if I have my headphones on, all I hear over top of you guys is doodaloo, doodaloo, like Baymax is being in my ear annoyingly.
Yeah, basically the sound of like a USB device being connected.
And unconnected.
Yeah, but nothing is unplugged.
Well, you've probably got a glitch.
That's what my mouse is doing.
Your mouse is definitely what it is. It's probably glitched. Your USB port's probably glitched. So yeah, give me a second. I'll come up there. Just unplug the mouse and see if that fixes it.
I did. It still just kept... I'm just turning it off.
I'll come look at it. All right. Well, I'll go next anyway, and we'll get through this even faster. I'm going to stop fucking around. Wait, Hunter, you did go, right? Yeah, Barrett. Mm-hmm. Machine gun, yeah. I'm going to quit fucking around. If you guys want to talk about guns, let's just go to the ultimate gun, the BFG from Doom.
There it is. The big fucking gun.
Yeah.
My favorite part was in the Doom movie when the Rock finds it and he reads it and says, Bioforce gun? It's a big fucking gun.
That's right.
Yeah. That I saw
the best part of that movie.
I still like that movie. I'm one of the few, I think, but I thought it was fun. It plus we had a funny story about it because the theater kept burning up every time we tried to watch it. True story. So I saw I think it was a Dorkly animated video where it was if video games got their weapons mixed up. And someone took the BFG into Deer Hunter. So you just see the landscape and the deers. And then just boom, and everything's dead. That's good hunting right there. All right, Lindsay, go ahead.
All right, if we're going to stick with guns, I'll go with one of my guns on my hunter on Warcraft that I don't remember if it was an enchantment or something that was with it, but basically every time you used it, you would summon two thunder wolves that you were gifted from a god. And they would help attack your enemies.
I think that was the what was that weapon set called, Jesse? I want to say it was it wasn't Draenor. It was the one after Draenor, I think. But every class got their own like super weapon. And you had to pick artifact weapons.
Oh yeah, the artifact weapons.
I think it was an artifact weapon. Yeah,
it was my artifact rifle.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Which was only good like
until the next expansion.
It was well after Draenor. The artifact weapons was the Legion.
I think it was Legion. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't care. It's still on my hunter because I like having my hunter out and having the possibility of having three wolves attacking my enemy at any given time.
Well, what sucked with that is that every time Warcraft comes out with a new expansion, the system that they put in the last expansion is completely irrelevant and pointless. Yeah. So, you know, I still have my stronghold. I liked my stronghold. I had a tavern.
The stronghold is actually still useful, but stop. I want to
put a smiley on your arm. Put a smiley on Lindsay's goddamn arm, for God's sake.
Seriously.
But yeah, no, like that kind of stuff is still useful. But then, yeah, like the big system or whatever that like you actually spend time like farming and upgrading. Like they always make that work.
Like the capes in at the end of say Legion. Where you had to go through
Battle for Azeroth.
Battle for Azeroth, when you had to go through the nightmare versions of the places and power up your cape. And then the next expansion came out and it was like, JK.
Yep, and I imagine, did you hear that they got an announcement coming, I think, in April for the next expansion?
Yeah, I heard it's they're taking Warcraft to mobile. It's going to be on mobile phones only now.
You got a phone, don't you?
You got a phone, don't you, Hunter? All right, let's go back to Jesse. Mm. Jesse, go ahead.
Oh, boy. All right, yeah, we'll stick with the gun motif, and I'm going to go with the portal gun.
Oh. Make some holes.
That's right. I fucking love that. I fucking love that game. I love that gun. Started as like a tech demo. And like a little add-on to people that wanted to get Half-Life, the orange box. They wanted to play Half-Life 2 Episode 2. And yeah, then there was just fucking Portal, and it was so fucking good they gave it a sequel. They're never going to do another one because Valve is terrified of the number 3.
This is one of the only 360 games we still own, man.
It's and Orange
Box is legitimately, and we have no time for it, but it is legitimately one of the best values in gaming of all time.
Yeah,
100%. With everything you came on this, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was like $20.
Yeah,
it was nuts.
Like, because you get all of Half-Life 2, because you get Half-Life 2 Episode 1 and Episode 2, which is like those are masterpieces by themselves. And then like Team Fortress 2 was shockingly phenomenal. Like,
that was so fun to play. That was the it multiplayer shooter in that time period.
Yeah, like that was Overwatch before we had Overwatch.
Yeah, everybody was
and
a spy.
Then, yeah, Portal, and then Portal was just so damn good. And it was just a super fun puzzle game. Like it was just good. It was a good time.
Only thing better than Half-Life, the orange box, was Battletoads, the green box. That was my favorite one. Shelby.
I'm going to go with people with the Silver Tongue ability in the Inkheart series. They were basically used as weapons. Anything they read would be brought off the page and brought to life. So they could... It's kind of similar to the Chalk Zone thing, just speaking rather than drawing. So they could basically summon an army off of a sheet of paper. So they could go into a tiny place or walk somewhere, just a single person, and then read this passage, and boom, they got a militia behind them.
Where do I get that spell in Elden Ring?
I don't know, I'm still looking for it.
That's the one that I want. Did they make a movie out of Inkheart?
Yeah, they did.
Because I remember there being a film called Inkheart, and there's like black shadow people with like glowing eyes, right? Or am I crazy? Am I imagining things?
Might be in one. They have Ink Heart, Ink Spell, and Ink Death. So it might be an Ink Death because that's the last of the trilogy.
Now that I'm looking it up, I didn't know this was a thing. And now I'm. This is not what I thought it was going to be. And they made three of them.
You're regretting what you looked up, don't hurt you.
No. I'm seeing the Ink Heart movie. It's just not what I thought it was. And they made. I didn't know they made so many of them. Or maybe they didn't. Okay, let's go to Hunter.
They only made three.
That was just in time.
The things I don't know in this world.
If we're going to... Well, I guess we broke from guns, but I'm going back to guns because I feel like this one's got to be mentioned before we get out of here. You know, machine guns are cool. You know what's better than a machine gun? You put a chainsaw on that bad boy. I'm going with the Lancer Gears of War.
I didn't even think of that one.
Damn, legitimately, that's a good gun. Legitimately one of my favorite... And like a viable gun in every game, in every version of the game, in every multiplayer... You know, is it ever the most powerful thing that you have? No. But boy, howdy, it is funny running across, especially a multiplayer map, when you just kick it up sideways and you hear that.
That was like, in every game, that was always so satisfying, getting like the Lancer gun.
Oh, man.
We had.
I remember. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we had a Lancer replica at Gaming Grounds in Jackson hanging on the wall. And for birthday parties, I would take it down and walk around with it when I was commanding children. And this one kid said, like, you're the only person here that looks like you could actually use that. And that's one of the nicest compliments I feel like I've ever had.
When the first multiplayer online stuff that I ever played was the first Gears of War. And that was back when me and Matt Sism were living in that duplex in Cape. We would play the 4v4 and like you had to get people to agree not to use that thing if you didn't want to get cut up. You had to be like, all right, nobody uses the chainsaw. We're not doing no chainsaws this round. All right, cool. Yeah. 10 seconds later, you just hear, and it's like, no,
someone broke the accord.
The only thing worse than that was the shotgun, but the shotgun was nowhere near as satisfying. The shotgun was a cheat code. The chainsaw was more of a, I got close enough to cut you up. Yeah, I'm going to cut you up, man.
Yeah, and
sorry about it.
Usually with games like that and with stories like that where they invent these new guns, the guns are so outlandish and impractical. They're like, cool, but they don't make sense. That legitimately makes sense. Put a fucking chainsaw on a machine gun. Yeah.
Chainsaw bayonet, basically. Why not? I mean... Yeah. Give me some up close. Oh, then when they finally added like the dueling and the, you could block it with yours, or if you got behind somebody, they'd take it, flip it up, and just cut up underneath them. Oh, God,
gory
so good.
Goodness,
so gory.
Speaking of impractical guns, but very cool. My next pick is the Gunblade from Final Fantasy VIII. My absolute favorite sword of all time. Is it a sword? Is it a pistol? I'll tell you what it is, friends. It's actually impossible to use in real life because the weight of that thing holding it one-handed like that is almost impossible. You can't
That's almost every Japanese sword.
But yeah, but this one's not even long. It's just the way that the gun handle is, and then it goes into this giant curved blade. Like, it's just not the way they're swinging it. They're swinging that thing like it's a dagger. They're just throwing that thing around, and then it actually shoots. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't care. That's a badass gun, and Squall is badass. Fuck what anyone says. All right, Lindsay. He's my favorite Final Fantasy character, by the way. And I always got shit for that because everyone hated Squall because they all love Cloud. There was a time Lindsay dragged me to one of her conventions. It was me and Matt Sin and a couple other people. I put a Moogle hat on Matt and he carried around a notebook and he saved people's games for them. That was my idea and it was great. So I'm standing at one of the booths dressed as Squall or Leon or Leonhard, whatever you want to call him. And while I'm there looking at shit, a guy dressed as Cloud walks up to me and he just goes like, "Hello, Squall, we meet again." And I just look over at him because I don't cosplay. So I looked at him and was like, "Hey, what's up, man? Like, what do you want from me, dude?" And then another convention, this kid made his own gunblade. Lindsay, do you remember this? It was a blow dryer. With tinfoil. Yes. Yes. And it wasn't ironic. He was so poor. All right, Lindsay, go ahead.
Fuck. I'm sorry. I have to stop laughing again.
I love that kid, man. That kid was badass.
My next one are the evolving weapons for Magic Knight Rare. Basically, each of the girls in the group had to go on a quest to get a specific ore that when forged into weapons, it will grow with the user. So you never have to upgrade and get new weapons. They will upgrade automatically. But in order to obtain this ore, they have to basically fight whatever the deepest fear in their heart is before they can earn the ore. But once you have it, you have a badass weapon.
Damn, I don't remember anything from... Oh, Rayearth. I thought you said Utena for some reason.
Ugh. No, Rayearth.
Rayearth, that's the three girls, right?
Yep. So rather than having to get another weapon, as they themselves grow stronger, the weapons grow stronger with them.
Like the artifact weapons in World of Warcraft. And then when the next expansion came out for Rayearth, it made that system pointless. Mechs. Yeah. They did not.
They did.
Fucking Japan loves its mechs, man. Even the Ninja Turtle anime, they got mechs.
Spider-Man got a mech.
Everyone gets mechs in Japan. Oh, my God.
Everyone gets mechs all
the time. Biden got a mech the last time he went to Japan.
It was bad. It was real bad.
All right, Jesse, last round.
All right, my last round, because I can't fuck it, I'm going to do an honorable mention to Captain America's shield because I've just always liked that. But my actual last one is going to be the energy sword from Halo.
You already said lightsaber.
This is different. Yeah, so specifically Halo 2, that was just, you know, back in the day, it was a lot of fun. You could, and I like, whenever we've done the Halo parties, like, you know, for my 30th birthday party, we had a Halo party. Because that's how I wanted to say goodbye to my 20s, was playing Halo at a LAN party with all my friends. Or all the friends that wanted to come and weren't out getting dinner.
Hey, let's just keep going.
No, sorry. Anyway, yeah, it's just super fun with the energy sword. Like, especially if you got pretty good at the time, you could swap weapons, lunge with the sword, and then swap back, and nobody ever saw the sword, and it would make everybody really mad because like, how the hell did that happen? And it was a lot of fun. It's a good time. It's good memories.
Well, that didn't go as bad as I thought. All right, let's go to Shelby.
Before I say my next one, Lindsay, do you have anything from Sailor Moon on your list?
Yes, I was saving it for the end.
Okay, never mind. I'm not going to say the other one I had. I'm going to say Astra. It is a divine celestial weapon. It's in Indian mythology. Basically, any incantation or hand sign can summon these just mythological weapons. It's kind of just like magic, I guess, but it's normally some type of god power. So it's always associated with one of their gods. So I thought that was pretty cool. You just like, he's.
I'm kind of curious if. I want to know if Lindsay and Shelby had the same Sailor Moon thing. So, Shelby, hold on. Put a pin in that. We're going to come back to it, okay? All right. Okay. Double H.
Since Tanner's not here, I'm also going to do an honorable mention because I feel like the Hidden Blade from Assassin's Creed needs to be mentioned. And I feel like that would have been, number one on his list. I will say, and I don't know how he feels about this, I thought it was a lot cooler when you had to cut your finger off. I thought that was dope. Like, that seemed like a cool concession to it. It came up through your ring... finger or whatever hand, and that was, or like near that area, and so you had to lose that finger to do it. I think over time they got a little ridiculous with the guns and all the other stuff, but the original just straight up hidden blade dagger was awesome. But I'm gonna go with probably maybe the least and most practical all at the same time, because it just works in the comics. I don't think it would really work that way. But the Batarang, I think, is one of the most under recognized weapons. Like, Batman, obviously top tier superhero, but not enough credit is given to the classic Batarang, man. Especially like around the Dark Knight era ones, and the ones that are mostly leveled off at the top, he uses them to cut stuff. He just uses them as throwing weapons. Again, non-lethal, quote unquote.
That almost made my list.
I think they're cool, man. I do. They're very simple, and they're very straightforward. I don't know how many, has anybody else seen the Batman at this point other than just me here?
We were going to until we realized Half Night is probably not a good night to go see it, because all the jerkwads would be out there.
Not the first time, anyway.
Right.
It is utilized very, very briefly in that movie, not nearly as much as on a lot of the others, but I do like the way that they incorporated it. I don't want to say anything. It's not a big spoiler or anything, but I like the way that it's utilized in the movie there, too. But yeah, it's one of those things that's just been persistent for every version of Batman, and it's very classic, very simple, and it very much fits his aesthetic. I think it's cool.
So I really had a hard time picking the last one because I didn't think of another one, so I kind of came up with one last minute. But it's not one I really want to go with because I don't think it's my favorite, but I remember really loving it, so I said, why not? I'll throw it in there. Link's sword from The Legend of Zelda. Because
I almost Master put sword. A shield on the record. I love Master Sword, but I almost put Hylian Shield just because it's so iconic.
Oh, yeah, that always looked really cool.
I always call it Link's Sword, because was it always called the Master Sword, like even in the old games? I don't know. I legitimately don't know.
Yeah, okay. Even in the very first one, the final upgrade of it is the Master Sword.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You go from the wooden sword to the regular sword to the Master Sword.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it's only after the final upgrade, though. It's not called the Master Sword.
Yeah.
And I think his sword specifically from Zelda 2, because... I always thought it was really cool that when Link was at full health, he could fire the beams from the sword. That was always just the coolest thing in the world to me.
That the one with the wings on the hilt?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
that's actually the normal one, I guess. It's kind of, it doesn't really look all that, there's the Hylian shield. But...
I've got my Link figure is way up there. I can't really reach it right now, but yeah, he's got his sword on him there. But yeah, the Legend of Zelda 2 sword, and whenever you shoot it, it would make this noise that was like, twing! Wing! Like every time you'd shoot the beam, and it was just the coolest sound. I don't know. I always loved it. I liked Legend of Zelda 2. I think it's one of those. It's one of those games that everyone kind of hated when it came out because it wasn't Zelda 1, but now you look back on it fondly, like the first Ninja Turtles game on Nintendo, which you can soon get in the Cowabunga collection on PS5 or PS4. All right, Lindsay, last one.
I have an honorable mention also because I thought about it while we were doing this, but the Cloud Cards from Cardcaptor Sakura.
Yeah.
Is my honorable mention, with my favorite card of them being the fight card, because she's just cool.
She looks like she's from Tekken.
But my final one is Sailor Moon's Crescent Moon Wand. Original. My Imperial Silver Crystal is not in it at the moment, though.
Well, no, you don't want anybody to steal it. Because if they stole it, then they'd get your power.
Honestly, I like most of her wands. I like seasons 4, the kaleidoscope, but it gets crap for looking far too phallic. So
if you're determined, you can turn anything into a penis.
So that was not the one that I had picked.
What did you pick?
One on your tombstone.
Mine was Sailor Pluto's garnet rod.
Oh, her time staff.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I would like to also make an honorable mention. Sailor Saturn's silence glaive.
Yes, the glaive is awesome, too.
The whole story with that, if I remember correctly, was if she swings that silence glaive, it will literally destroy the entire world. Yet after that storyline, she swings it all the time and nothing happens.
Maybe she has to drop it a very specific way.
Sure.
Don't drop that shit.
Every anime trope ever, she has to say the name of the attack, or she doesn't.
That too, yeah.
That's why I stopped fucking watching Inuyasha. I got so tired of hearing Moroku go, "Wind Tunnel!" And
you don't want to hear them
go on
me.
And on about the Tetsaiga?
I was about to say, Tetsaiga wasn't even a move, it was the name of the sword, you just hear it's going, "Tetsaiga!"
Like, another Inuyasha, isn't it?
It's another guy. Aerith could never love a half-demon.
There's a compilation that I absolutely hate, but it sums up the show like perfectly. It's just Inuyasha and Kagome screaming each other's names.
Yes.
And then it's in varying stages of like anger and then sadness and then like one where it's like
That was actually the promo video for the show on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
It was just a video of going like, "Kagome! Inuyasha! Kagome! Inuyasha!" Oh my god. It was so annoying.
And it's like, that's the show.
Yeah.
Just like every between each one of them, add them collecting one of the shards. Like, oh god.
And her yelling, "Sit, bully."
Yeah.
I'd like to add another honorable mention, and that's Tuxedo Mask Rose.
I would like to, from this point forward, call them anotherable mentions.
Anotherable mention.
I like that.
My favorite comic of all time, a little strip, will be the first episode of Sailor Moon when she's getting beat up by the monster and Tuxedo Mask throws his rose and he's like, "What is it? My job here is done." And she says, "But you didn't do anything."
"You didn't do anything."
"Farewell." And he just jumps off and rose. Thanks, Tuxedo.
He took exit lessons from Spock. Didn't I?
All right. Well, that's going to wrap the show up in a neat little package. Right at an hour. So we did good. We will not be back for the rest of the week, although we might have a show at the end of the week talking about the news. I think I said I'd do that, but we also said we would do an episode on Tuesday, but Tanner had to go buy some napkins or something. I don't know.
Things happened. It's fine.
Yeah. That's something. So we're going to get out of here and go play more Elden Ring. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you very much. For myself, for Jesse, for Hunter, for Shelby, for Lindsay, and her dead computer. Thank you guys. We'll see you next week. Lindsay.
Yeah.
Take it out.
Fuck my luck.